How do we do this without Jamie?
Hey!
Just like that.
It's kind of weird, man. This is the first one without, like, Jamie. Like, knowing he won't be back here anytime soon.
I wouldn't have even done that. I was about to introduce the show and just have it just be
spot. I stopped introducing. Hey, did you not notice, like, 6 episodes ago I stopped introducing us?
Well, the ice cream man says that you should introduce somebody.
Oh, shit.
See, the show starts on a happy note just to make up for his loss. Here, you want some ice cream?
Somebody Jamie's not actually gone. He's an ice cream man now.
That's his car. He's parking, right? Yeah.
You ever notice that whenever Jamie came around, the ice cream man stopped coming around?
Yeah, it's very true.
I'm tired of his clients going missing.
Oh, man. Well, Jamie actually is throwing a party later on this afternoon that we're going to be joining because it is his last hurrah.
Fucking doctor.
For South Florida. The name of it, the cops are definitely going to be called.
Did you see the flyer?
Yep.
The flyer's amazing. He's got his face on there with a little crown. He looks like a little, like a Wii person.
A midget?
No, like off the Nintendo Wii or off like the Xbox.
Oh, okay.
It's called me. It looked like that, but it actually looked like I was like, whoa, what the hell?
I love how me and you are the one that are in the video game culture, and he's the one who comes up with the fucking word me.
Yeah,
because fantastic. You don't even have a Wii, do you?
Huh? No, but I've bought one.
You don't have one.
Tiffany's got one.
I like that.
How you get your girlfriend to play video games. Here, take the Wii.
She don't play this shit. I think her sister wanted it or something. Man, I don't fucking know. I just bought it. So you know what I mean. Then I get left alone.
It's what? You don't get to play it though. That's your fun.
I don't play that shit.
Oh man, I play it at least twice a month.
It's
I get
a
out
good
some stress, man.
Party system.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, or if you just want to shoot stuff, like if I play like Walking Dead or not Walking Dead. What is it?
Fucking. I know exactly. House of the Dead.
Walking Dead.
I played the shit out of that game whenever I had a Wii.
Dude, you just used two remotes?
Bitch stole it.
Used two remotes and two guns?
Like fucking G.
Just one person?
No. Look, if we get any kind of alone time, dog, there's a whole other kind of Wii controller in our hand. Anyway, shit, fuck that, all right? Video games later.
Well, there's a difference. You barely see her.
There's that.
Do you find it funny that if you want to see your girlfriend, you have to go over to a place called BJ's?
What's in a name, right?
Oscar's like, well, you're on break, aren't you? What's on the special? Any sausage? But yeah, the last episode that you guys heard was recorded at Oscar's Dungeon of Love. And
calling it the Love Dungeon or the Dungeon of Love?
I think Jamie called it a sex dungeon.
Yeah. Uncle Dutchie's naked puzzle basement.
I think it's because of the blood red walls.
Yeah.
And they're sparkly like lipstick. Oh,
no, they're not sparkly. Jesus Christ, man. I remember when we built that brick and red. I remember when we built that thing. Oscar picked that color. And we're like, it'll be fine. We splatted it on the wall and we thought it was going to be like a flat red.
No.
And it came out shiny as fuck. And we're like, oh. Well, we're not going to do this
over
again.
It's like transvestite red.
It is. It's hooker red.
Yes, it is. Hooker red. Yeah.
And then for some odd reason, we decided to pick green. For the other room.
James picked that other room.
Was it?
Well, it's black now, isn't it?
No,
it's green. It's just got a lot of black furniture.
It's like a blue color. Oh, wow. It's like a blue, green.
Yeah.
Something or other.
It's like a turquoise-ish.
Jamie, where are you? It turned into HGTV in this bitch. It's like an interior design.
Yeah, bro.
But the couch is over there. And
in other words,
anytime
you leave, you feel dirty. You
some know? Lovely yeah, kiss curtains on the wall.
It's the cleanest, dirtiest place you've ever been to.
I love it.
Well, yesterday I spent a greater portion of 30 minutes. And again, I know how to do the basic shit to a car. Change the battery, change the tire, change the wild.
Yeah. Take the hook off a motherfucking tow truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now get into that. Believe me.
I know that's where you're going.
No. But yesterday, I spent 45 fucking minutes changing the windshield wipers on my goddamn car.
How do you spend 45 minutes?
They pop out. What the fuck?
No.
It's a 2-minute job.
I can do that.
A minute per windshield.
You know the tab that you have to press down to take out? That tab wasn't there.
So you
it was
use
broken.
A
so me and my dad are like, what the fuck is wrong with this
or
thing?
Or you just unhook it.
We look like a monkey fucking a football, dude. Like, it was bad. We're just sitting there like, what the fuck? We're like clipping it in. And then I'd be like, all right, it's in. Beautiful. And I'd run it. And it's like,
And now, you do know your windshield is just a hook. It's literally just a hook. The windshield wiper has all that.
I know,
the extra
but this one, for the smaller one, the passenger side, you have to put it like under where the driver's side, you have to put it over. It's a really fucked up one, dude.
You lift both of them up, right?
You just yeah. It's hard to explain what I had to do. It's still a pain in the ass. I never felt like such a bitch before. Dude, my fucking neighbor was like, everything all right? I'm like, this fucking windshield wiper.
I bet he scratched the shit out of your glass.
No, I didn't. He comes over and he tries to do it and he's like, whatever, bro. I can't figure it out. I was like, you are so high. There's no way you were going to figure this out. And,
it's not like you have fun neighbors, right? You're just hanging out with him instead of trying to fix your windshield.
Because he's an asshole. He sits out, like I hate to sound like the old dude, but he sat out in front of...
All your friends are assholes.
Oh, that's a good point. He sat out in front of his house for 30 minutes, and...
this would have been an exaggeration, but 30 minutes ain't so bad.
No. This was 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right, that makes it a little bit weirder.
He has a Dodge Charger with a hooked-up system... And it's right next to my driveway. And all I heard for 30 minutes was the song on repeat. And I didn't hear the song.
You've never done coke before?
I didn't hear the song, but I heard the bass line. That's all I heard for 30 fucking minutes while I was trying to sleep. On a Tuesday night.
Brock just did that with his ass.
Yep. That sounds like home. What are we talking about?
Like, you're used to it. That rocks you to sleep at night.
Yeah, gutting shots,
it's
tires
like the
screeching.
Little girl next door to us.
Please.
Shagalagalagalaga. One Direction song.
Holy shit. What were we doing? We were watching a movie or something or playing a game.
We were playing a game, and this little girl just repeats.
It's getting down to some Donkey Kong, man. It's getting down to some Donkey Kong, dude.
And I'm like, bitch, play a new song.
Fucking. But you were saying about the tow truck. I had a little incident on, I think it was Tuesday night. Tuesday night going into Wednesday. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleeping. And all of a sudden, I hear a diesel truck. I'm like, all right, that's a little weird at this time. Yeah, and then I am like, there's light. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I hear chains. That means only one thing in my world.
Two chains?
Yeah, two chains, literally. Fucking, it's a tow truck. So I'm like, oh, fuck, who's getting towed? And I look out, and I'm like, oh, God, it's my dad. So I've never bounded out of my house so fucking quickly. And I get out to the outside, and I'm like, hey, stop. And, like, I was so...
Did they already have your dad chained to the cross?
Chained, not lifted. Chained.
So he was chained to the cross, laid down. Yeah. They didn't lift it up yet.
No, it wasn't. It was a flatbed. Okay. Like, they just pull it up there. I run out there in such a hurry. Now, let me preface this by saying I don't even take my shirt off in the shower just for the simple fact that I might see side boob after I get out. So I haul ass out there with no shirt on, not thinking. And I'm like, hey, mother... Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Maybe you looked more intimidating, like you had extra arms that were like waving at him.
So I'm like, hey, fucking drop my shit. And my dad, and he goes, we can't do that. He's like, which I know is bullshit now. He's like, once it's hooked up, you have to give me $50 to let it go, which is horseshit. It has to be 6 inches off the ground for that to happen. So I was like, oh, that's okay. I can do it for free. So I crawled under the truck and disconnected the chains.
You crawled under the truck.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
Yeah, shirtless. The shirt adds more girth.
I would have thought that a Batman scene were going out. I'd be like, holy shit, Clayface just fucking ran out the house, fucking slid underneath the car.
But see, it's a truck. It's not a car. It's not like my car. If it was my car, I'd have been fucked. I unchained the thing. The guy's like, well, what the fuck? Well, he gets such an attitude. He's like, you know, tow truck drivers carry weapons on them. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, how do you know I wouldn't shoot you? I was like, because I touched a chain. It had nothing to do with you. And I was like, and by the way, how do you know I didn't have something on me? Like, what the fuck?
I could have had one underneath my extra arm.
No, I could have had one. I could have had one in my pocket, bro.
It's flat.
I could have had my Glock in my pocket, bro. He wouldn't have known. He would have never have known. Like, he was such an asshole, man. Like, and
dude,
like,
you should really shave your head. You know, it's scary and intimidating if you're walking around with your shirt off with a shaved head.
It's called a Nazi.
Fucking crazy.
What the fuck? Like the buddy from.
Yeah, it looks like the homeboy from American History X. Yeah.
Well, for the longest time, a lion. You remember a lion?
Yeah.
He used to call you Thumper. Is he,
I've seen him once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He loaned us that truck, man, for that one. Remember that Tahoe?
Yep, that was the Orlando trip.
Guys, sounds super familiar. A lion.
Huh? Well, that's because we were recording in his old grow room, but we won't get into that. Explains a lot. That sense of
the place already has a predisposition to things like that.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Sodium lamps lying around. I mean, come on.
So I had a show on Wednesday.
How was that?
I fucking murdered! Is that like
everybody in the crowd because
because they were laughing at me, not a good way. No, I'm pretty humble about how I do. Like I always think I do, you know, decent or okay, and I do admit the times I totally eat fucking giant dick on stage. But this time is
that's
the first
just
time.
To impress the crowd, though.
It is, it is. I invite every all no the guys.
That's to show that you can take it.
I measure. I bring them up, and I'm like, 10 inches. All right, let's try this. No, so I was up there. And I can honestly say it's the first time I've actually really killed. Like, and it felt fucking fantastic.
Good job, man. Good job. I wish I could have made it, but I was stuck at work for unreasonable amounts of hours, making less than $100 on a dollar.
Yeah, oh, that's gross.
I'd have made it, but I was home pissed. And broke and fired and shit. So.
yeah. Elaborate on that, man. Fired. Like,
what happened?
Yeah.
No, I was working at this spot with Trevor, man, and another buddy of mine, Danny, and Trevor left. And then, like, as soon as Trevor left, they 86 that guy, Danny. And I was like, oh, it's only a matter of time. So I've been putting the feelers out. I'll be okay. You know, I'm falling to something else shortly.
You always do.
Or myflorida.com, bitches. Fuck that. You know, I'll sit around and collect for 99 weeks. Watch me, dude.
I've done it before.
Yeah, shit, man. I've got, like, I don't know. I've been working since I was, like, 15. I've never put in a claim. They're not going to tell me no. Fuck that. Man. I just might. Sit back and
yeah, I don't think I've ever put in a claim.
Yeah, I've never done that either. I've been working since I think I was
because the money 17. They give you is such shit. So I was just like, that's not even worth it.
It's like $200 a week or something.
Yeah, like, depends on what you're making and what you could figure out to do on the side. Now let's not forget about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, still make money.
Fuck it, dude. I'm not gonna.
Like, that's terrible to do, but
yeah, but like $200 a week, that's not gonna do shit. Yeah,
2 weeks to pay
my car.
No, yeah, that would do.
You get paid every 2 weeks, not even 1 week.
That's a fluffer on the person that's helping you get through this. That's all that is.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, okay, instead of giving you $500, I could really give you $300 and you're gonna be fucking super.
So what's that about that promotion you got, babe?
I think they give you just enough money to make you go, you know, maybe I should actually go get a job and be able to afford life. Like because there's no way, you know, like I said, in my life, like I don't live high extravagant or anything like that. But I
live in a nice neighborhood though.
It'll keep me out of trouble
where you're at.
Yeah, like they give you just enough money to be like, you know, you don't have to rob anybody.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you actually want stuff. Well, like if you're like really impatient.
Like what?
Put it that way. If you're really impatient, like the people that did I ever tell you the story about? Oh man, I need to tell you the guys this story. I'm sure you heard about it, but just for everybody out there in the interwebs that wants to hear a fun story, let me tell you about my life. All right, so I used to live in a Chapel Trail. Okay. And I had a couple of really cool neighbors, some of those kids, and one of those kids was me and this kid, Jerry.
Yeah.
And this kid, Jerry, like, he was always hustling for money, okay? And I always had, like, he wasn't, like, a bad, bad kid, but he started getting worse and worse and worse. Like, one day, I came outside of my front porch, okay? This is after my parents moved and everything.
Yeah.
Sitting in my house by myself. Come outside of my front porch, and there is there's a wrecked scooter. I mean, like, looked like
trash.
It was like twisted. It was twisted over. Like, one wheel was down, one wheel was up, and the seat was like on the side. I was like, what happened? So I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, is there like stuff spilling out of it? I don't know what's going on. Like, where's the hurt person, first off? Like, I was really confused because I didn't see like a body crawling towards me or nothing, and I would have helped them. Like, I felt bad. So I'm like, all right, whatever. If nobody's coming out here, like, I guess, you know, I'll just ignore it for an hour. I'll come out here in an hour and see what's going on. And lo and behold, like an hour later, it was gone. So the next day, I go out there, and the kid Jerry's like, oh, man, thanks for covering me, dude. Like, I crashed a scooter, and, like, my stepmom was going to find out and shit, blah, blah, blah. Or my mom was going to find out and da, 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 whatever. And I was like, dude, whatever, but don't just leave stuff like that on my porch, man. That kind of freaked me out in the middle of the night, thinking, like, a dead person was laying around, like,
or somebody was sending
in
you a
the
message.
Side of my house or in a window or something because I couldn't find the body. Like, I was thinking it was in the laundry room. So anyway, this is the reputation that this kid has, okay? He used to pressure clean roofs at like 10 years old to make money. Like, he used to steal people's bikes around the neighborhood. He crashed a scooter, left it in front of my house. I used to catch him smoking weed in my backyard, like on my porch and shit, okay? Like, he used to come over to my old house. I used to have a chill house.
Yeah.
He would come over to the backyard, like where the green chairs were next to the trampoline, where I used to have the trampoline or whatever, and just like chill on my porch and smoke and shit just to stay away from everybody. So anyway, one day I wake up. And my brother calls me, and he's like, "Hey, man, there's mad cops outside." And I'm just like,
"Oh, I remember this.
Mad cops outside."
Even before
and
that.
Like, all right, so even before that, when I looked outside, there was a couple of cops out there. But when he texts me, all right, well, I'm thinking like as it's happening, okay, like as it's happening, he texts me. I get this message. I look outside. I see a couple of cops. But when he texts me again and comes home, he's like, "Dude, I couldn't even get in the driveway. There's cops parked in our driveway." And I'm just like, "Are they talking to you?" And it's just like, "No. But a couple of houses down, you remember Natalie, Jerry's mom?" Like, yeah, it's like, "Yeah, man, she went missing." So she went missing. Like, "Yeah, man, she went missing a night ago." And I'm like, "She went missing a night ago." And like, Jerry's walking around and stuff. And so I'm like thinking back in my head. I'm like, "Shoom." I have like my CSI moment, okay? And I remember very clearly, me and Nicole went to Walmart so we could like pick up like cat stuff and like food, whatever. And as we leave the house.
A carpet into his truck.
No, as we're leaving the house, I'm pointing out to, ooh, damn.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was a loud pop. As we're leaving the house, I point out like the houses and stuff. I'm like, "Oh, that's my friend Kevin's house. That's Jerry's house across the street. That's Dennis' house when I fell on my skateboard, blah, blah." We just drive away, whatever. As we're coming back, we see Jerry in the middle of the street, running across the street and running back across the street. And as he's doing that, I tap her on the shoulder. I'm like, "Hey, I really wish I could run this motherfucker over. He's such a scumbag. I swear to God, he robbed my house a couple of months ago. He stole my TV. He stole my computer. He stole my Xbox. He stole my controllers. He stole my Wii. He stole all my games. He stole my rechargeable battery packs and my pillowcase."
Oh, that's fucked up.
And my pillowcase, dog. I didn't even want to sleep in my house that night. I just left. I just left, dude. I was pissed. So anyway, like as the day's going on, more and more cops are showing up and I'm just like getting like kind of like confused. And then people start knocking on the doors and it's like news reporters like, "Hey, do you know Natalie Belmonte? Blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, "Yeah, what about her?" It's like, "Yeah, so do you know about her whereabouts or know anything about her son? Because, you know, things are kind of weird and she's gone missing and, you know, the police have been interrogating and questioning people. We just want to know if you've heard anything."
Please tell me you did the, like, stereotypical thing. He was such a quiet guy. Nobody really talked to him.
No. At the time, I walked out there. I was just like, at the time, this is like the first day.
This
I just
guy's
said,
an asshole.
No, no, no. You know what I said? I said, "You know what? The kid's kind of weird and shady or whatever, but I don't know anything about anything. I'm sorry, I can't help you." Whatever. So the cops come. The cops come. They're like, "Do you know anything?" I was like, "Listen, this is the reputation that he has. My house got broken into a couple months ago.
I think it was him.
I think it was him. My car was broken into. I thought it was him. Like, he used to steal bikes. He crashed a scooter, left in front of my house." Like, I gave him the whole rap sheet, okay? I just let him know what type of person he was. And he was like, "Yeah, so do you know if he's into any suspicious activity?" I was like, "Listen, I'll be straight out with you, man. I know he sold weed, and I knew he was doing a lot of coke. Because every time I saw him, he had long fingernails, and he was doing that shit right in front of me. He would go to my backyard to do it, and I caught him multiple times."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Why don't you call anybody?" I was like, "Because he's my neighbor. He was a kid, and I figured me screaming at him would kind of set him straight a little bit, and he would learn, like, how I learned. How I learned, you know, not by getting in trouble, but by people just letting you know that it's stupid, and you kind of take a hint."
Yeah.
So anyway, a couple of days later, there's more and more people. There's crowds outside. There's people sitting in lawn chairs. It's all over the news that my neighbor, Natalie Belmonte, is missing from Chapel Trail. And people are like, they're giving out phone numbers. It's
no,
like,
they found her within like
no,
3 days.
Yeah, they found her within 3 days.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The thing is, like,
she wasn't
for 2 days.
Yet.
But listen, for 2 days, this kid, Jerry, was walking around the street, like acting like he was sat in a lawn chair, just watching the cops walk back and forth. People were running around crying, the neighbors, the freaking everybody.
Well, that just means he's a sociopath.
Yeah, but I'm getting the story from my next door neighbor.
Sister and parents and her kids and everyone.
They're all at the house bringing flowers, crying, freaking out, and they're all staring at him.
Come over, bringing him like Wendy's and cheeseburgers and stuff.
He's just eating, laughing, having a good time.
Watching the whole investigation go off.
This is a guy who's trying to get away with murder. Like, if he was sitting there, like, "Oh my God, I'm so fucked," like, pacing up and down his house, you'd be like, "That dude is definitely guilty."
Yeah, like, so within like 3 days later, dude, they, like, report on the news. They're like, "Oh, we found the body." Like, one of the kids led us there.
From the
All right, so listen, I live right next to an elementary school, okay? I live next to an elementary school that is 3 miles away from the house, which is, like, technically across the street and one house over from my house. He drove up the street. This is exactly his plan, because it's all recorded on camera from the house that he went to when we saw him. And I told my girlfriend at the I want to hit him. I want to try to get her. Do you have a video camera? Do you have a videotape? Because we kind of need to get the footage of this shit right now. Because my mom went over there
and he said, "Hey, my mom's missing. Can I look at your surveillance tape and see if there's anything like showing where she went? She's missing."
So anyway, like, the whole day had went by before this had even taken place, and I already had a bad feeling about this. They found the body where they used to play paintball, okay? Which is like a hop and a skip jump away from, literal, away from the elementary school, okay? And it's like in this little backwood area. This lady comes outside her house, apparently discovered the body after people had led there. She's like, "Yeah, something started to stink over there, whatever. My kids play back there, and they said that something was smelling bad." Turns out this kid threw a hammer in the lake. They found the hammer that he killed her with.
I was just going to ask you how she got killed.
He freaking smashed her brains in while they were sleeping, or while she was sleeping, after a party when they went to get drunk.
What was the logic behind it?
They went to a graduation party, and he was pissed off because he was on parole. All right, put it this way. He had got arrested before because he had, after he had supposedly broken into my house. I just say that because I don't know. But when he had done this, allegedly did this, when the investigator called me, he told me, he was like, "Listen, this kid Jerry, he has a rap sheet. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but I'll tell you this right now. The kid went over to his dad's house. He stole two guns and he stole $200. He went over to his mom's house and he also, well, it's not actually his birth mom, to get it right.
Yeah.
It's actually he's adopted. He's from like Ghana or something weird. It's his aunt.
So one of the two people from Ghana listening.
He stole $2,000, and then on top of that, he stole like $4,000 in jewelry and pawned it all. And I know this because he used to bring laptops to my house. It's like, "Yo, you want to buy a laptop for like $50? I'm like, "No, I don't want to buy a laptop for $50. But I did buy a PS3 for $100 for my brother.
That is definitely like the neighbor's PS3. That cried for many hours.
It was the first time, it was the very first time I'd ever come across him like selling stuff like that. I thought it was his. And it was like him and like four friends, and he was like, "Listen, like,
so the computer seemed shady, but the PS3 was perfectly fine."
Yeah, because it was months before the computer and hearing about the other things. And my house getting robbed. And my house getting robbed. My house got robbed before, like, of course not. I would have decked him in the face. But yeah, dude, like, apparently he's on trial right now, and I live next to a murderer.
How long ago was this?
This is only a couple of years old. This is maybe 2 years ago.
That fucker's not, like, the system hasn't been like, "Hey, guilty, not guilty yet"?
Nope.
They haven't put him on trial.
He's claiming not guilty as a public defender.
Did you hear about the dude, the guy who kidnapped those three chicks? Like, what his plea bargain was?
No, I didn't keep up with that at all.
Without parole, plus 1,000 years. That's what he plea bargained to.
That was his plea? That's what he asked for? 1,000 years.
No, that's what the defendant, defense gave, or the prosecution gave him.
What's the difference between that and life?
His options were probably
death. I thought the defense asked for the plea.
25 years.
Yeah.
What did the defense ask for the plea? It doesn't make sense for the prosecution to make
No, plea. Yeah, but the prosecution come up with the terms.
So what was the actual defense's plea?
Well, since everybody knows he did it, we'll take that. There's no way
they
to defend
even
that
make
guy.
An offer.
There's no way. What is he gonna say? 19 years. Bitch, you held two girls.
Why
for
doesn't he defend
10,
himself?
15 years
and save everybody some money.
It was indefensible. Like you couldn't win.
Why does he have a lawyer then? I'm
because you're constitutionally guaranteed one.
Yeah. It's so.
That's what people get paid to do, to defend the indefensible. Sometimes, like the public defenders.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's what they do. Like,
they're the guys that stutter and drop their folders and
I feel bad for the public defender. They're always like, "I gotta do what?"
And approach the bench when they're not
supposed
to.
But there's video footage of it. Fuck.
They have the coffee stain on their shirt when they come in. They have the big glasses. I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys.
I thought you were seizing. I really thought you were seizing for a second there. Oscar, you're quiet. What the fuck, man? You're never this quiet.
It's relaxing, dude.
I'm chilling, man. I'm over here watching Lyndon go into a fucking seizure and shit, dude. I don't know, man. I just kind of caught him out the corner of my eye the way he was moving and jerking. And I was like, "Wait a minute. What kind of podcast has this just become, man? What's going on over there with y'all?" Yeah,
love my acting skills.
I was just going to hope somebody knew CPR because, well, I didn't. And I was not about to call the ambulance to come here.
I didn't know if he was seizing or spunking, so I just kind of kept
it'd be kind of weird if I made eye contact the whole time just remain. So
you would have liked that, wouldn't you? You want me to do it again?
Yep. Let's do it right now.
Wow.
By the way, I've really started watching Vine videos lately.
Oh.
I fucking love that goddamn thing. Anybody, look, 6 seconds, that changes the game. If you can be automatically that funny within 6 goddamn seconds, you're a really good person.
I've seen some really, really funny ones on Snapchat. Not Vine, but it's almost the same
thing. That a, yeah, but isn't that just pictures?
No, it's both. It's video, too.
Oh, okay, okay. Like, watching the Vine stuff has been educational, to say the least. Like, I don't know how people come up with, oh, man, I could fit this within 6 seconds, because there's so many, like, my brain goes off into, like, big tangents, and it would take me, like, 25 minutes to convey this one simple joke that these dudes do in 6 seconds. And I fully believe that everybody should go check out Vine.
Why don't you show us an example while you're talking about it? That sounds like the perfect setup.
Yeah, but for
you to show this funny video that you saw. I was waiting to see this. Huh? Yeah, it's that.
What else would have been?
I don't know. What the fuck?
You said you weren't going to pick it up.
I can't. I'm just touching it.
That's Brock is breaking things.
I'm not breaking the goddamn thing. I don't know how to break things. Besides chairs.
Kind of sucks. It's just a video. Does it have a lot of audio?
Six seconds of audio. Oh, fuck, man.
So I've seen some weird ones, like this dude laying down in a bed with his girlfriend, and she like, wakes up and takes a picture.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you listen to some crazy hip-hop?
No, it's the dumb video that pops up when you
who
go on.
Who was that person that was showing us, the Snapchat
too? I have no fucking clue. I have no idea. I'm so confused. I was trying to remember. I don't know. I'm just going to embarrass our host here while he makes circles.
I said keep talking, you fucks.
Lots of circles.
No, but who was that? That was showing us their Snapchats.
Wait, hold on. I thought the thing with Snapchat was that as soon as you look at it, you get it for like 5 seconds and it goes away.
Yeah.
So how the
fuck? Oh, it was my friend Jose.
Oh, yeah, it was Jose.
Get it for 5 seconds and it goes away?
Yeah.
It's like a smartphone
it's
STD.
It's six seconds.
Yeah.
Well, you can choose how long you want it to last for, but it's like a maximum of like 6 seconds, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And like,
but you can take a picture or video, you can draw on it.
It sounds like the best excuse ever. Sorry, baby, I only had 6 seconds.
Or you can put text on it, but once you watch it, it's like gone. Like you can't.
Basically, the only reason that was invented was for people to send pictures and shit without like repercussions of somebody like saving it and then sending it to friends.
You can take a screenshot of your screen.
I thought like you had to have your hand on the screen, and then the second you lift it off, it goes away.
Yeah, you gotta touch it down. So you gotta hold it down, and then with your other finger,
That's a lot of fucking work for a goddamn picture.
Yeah. It kind of makes me wonder what your Snapchat screenshots look like.
I've never tried to do
that. I don't know.
Do you guys use Snapchat?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I just got it, but I don't really use it. I tried to, but it's weird. I don't even know what's going on. There's only like 4 people on there. That I could even Snapchat too. So it's like, I can't like put it out there like in Twitter, have everybody read it.
Well, I found one that could work audio-wise on this thing. They said it's the difference between guys and girls when somebody cuts them off in traffic. Well, so we'll see if this works at all.
Whoa! Fucking dickhead just cut you off.
Huh? That bitch just cut you off?
Yeah!
And they're shooting at him. With guns.
God damn, that's kind of serious, bro.
Yeah. That's true. That is the difference. You ever been in a car with a really angry chick?
No.
I know you had a story. Come on, Oscar. We don't need names. They can all be called Joanne 1, Joanne 2.
I've been the really angry chick in a car
before. There you go.
You just saved Oscar's ass.
Whoa! Oh,
shut the fuck up. Sorry.
Whoa!
That was undue hostility.
That was a great clip. I like that. You should just record that. Whoa!
But
that like, sounds like Joey. But
I mean, but am I right though? Like, whenever people cut you off, you're like, you fucking asshole, and that's pretty much the end of it, unless they continue their fuckery. But I'm assuming since you've been the angry chick, you've almost ran people off the road.
No, not that. I've been like in fights with people inside my car and like pulled over.
That shit's dangerous. Yeah. You have no idea how fucking dangerous, bro. If I'm driving. women have no consequence of life or death. They'll
no, they just jump the fuck out.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck how much duct tape's on them, dude. They jump the fuck out.
Dude, I've been driving down 95 and fucking pop, pop, pop. You're like, would you fucking stop? I will slam us into this goddamn wall.
I was on 95 on my way down to Miami.
And then, like, one of the things, like, when I've been driving down 95, let's say, and somebody's fucking with you, I guarantee you, if I got into an accident, they'd be like, see what you caused? You're like, no, you were hitting me. I defended myself by slamming you through the fucking window.
Car's not a place to fight, man.
No, I just got so mad I pulled over and told him to get out.
That's a different thing. That's the no fight zone.
How far did you have to walk, bro?
No, it wasn't me.
As I said, I've had no confrontations in cars, like, while me and the driver.
Like, there used to be. I don't do that. I love it when the female's like, I'm just going to get out and walk. I was like, see you at home. Fucking, like, I have no care at that point.
I've walked home from many a place. Like, let me the fuck out now.
I was watching these comedy specials on Netflix, like Bill Burr. And then I heard this story about Bill Burr, about how he was in Philadelphia playing this festival, and the people in the crowd were booing every comedian because that's what Philadelphia people do. They suck major dick.
Why do you hate Philadelphia so much?
Because they, like, look. Because
it's always sunny.
There's so much anger. Like, some of the shittiest stories I've ever heard about, like, mass gathering of people happen in fucking Philadelphia. Like, last year, the dude dying or getting killed by fans in Philadelphia, the Philly Stadium. And then Philadelphia Eagles fan. It's always, like, a giant brawl at that stadium. No matter who's playing, they could be playing the fucking Browns. And these people have a problem with them. And there's just, like, overall...
That means,
like,
they're passionate, man.
No, they love that means their they're team. Fucking... Look.
I kind of like Philadelphia, to be honest.
The city. The city's cool.
No, I like their team.
I like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles, man. They're cool. I like them. They're fucking cool.
They have a
cool
dog-fighting fuckface. I don't like
if I ever go to Philadelphia, I would be cool with them.
He paid his debt to society, man.
I like Vic, too,
There'd be a different story, but the dude...
He
didn't kill dogs. He tortured dogs. That's a different thing.
Listen, he personally did not do the torturing. He just had the house. He had the property.
If you believe that, that's pretty simple. Dude, he's running a dog-fighting organization.
It's an organization, and he's the only fucking one doing it. You realize that WWE is like a wrestling organization, and
the boss has fought at it.
He was funding it once or twice.
Yeah, but think about that.
What'd you say, Nicole?
He said he was probably funding it. Like,
he had money going towards it. He had people or friends or whatever that he had money on or whatever that he was betting on and shit. And it was taking place on his
property. But when you run a dog fighting organization, you know what goes on in those type of things.
I'm sure he doesn't. It's just sitting there, just like, oh, bloody dogs. Yeah, that's my shit. He was like, I wonder if I'm gonna make an extra $2,000 this week.
Yeah, but the dog fighting, like, that's just their shit. You get the spics with, like, the cock fighting and the bull fighting and this and that. Some people.
Saw a really funny video with
have the same kind of love.
Yeah,
friends.
Man. I mean, shit.
You know, that's normal.
It depends on where you're born, dude. Certain people do certain things. Depends on where you're born. That's prevalent in certain areas.
I agree. I don't agree. Product of his environment, right? Mm-hmm. But I understand that that's how he was.
I believe firmly the only people that should be stuck in a cage and fight are people. Like, because
is the complete ass backwards thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, because the people choose. The dogs don't choose to be in this cage and fight. The people choose to train their whole life.
We don't choose to just, you know.
Like, these dudes aren't
let,
like,
them run away when we kill them either. We have captive food.
So it's like, no, I'm not talking about kidnapping people and throwing them in a ring. I'm talking about, like, two legitimate fighters get in a ring and they fight. Like,
how far are you going to go with this whole, like, human to animal rights thing? Because do you eat, like, you know, field bred food or whatever? Do you eat
field range? Well, I do just because I think it makes me feel better. I think I do just
you eat at restaurants. That's not field range.
Huh? Yeah, but I mean, when I'm out, like, most of my meals come from home and I'm the one who cooks them. So I know everything that goes into
them. You go out like once a week, twice a week.
Yeah,
maybe.
Once or twice a week.
See,
yeah.
That's not enough. You gotta be 100%.
Well, I mean, you know what the label says, man, but we don't fucking know. We don't really know.
Yeah, exactly.
We really don't. We don't fucking know.
I eat what tastes good.
Like, yeah, I'm all like I didn't used to be all weird about certain foods, but, like, now, like, with that whole GMO thing, dude, I'm fucking really weird because I find it slightly fucked up.
I just realized I've been eating poison the entire time, so now I just kind of
that shit
care.
Ain't new either, bro. Man, you went to middle school, you saw those tits. Come on, bro, there's something in the fucking McDouble, man. Like, that's all I'm saying.
But my thing is, like,
You speak the truth. Hold on. Can we touch on that for
hold
just
on,
a
hold
second?
Hold on, just one second. Let me stay on this.
The hormones in our food.
Look, there's one thing that, like, if... Okay. If the government requires us to put a label on food that says it's organic, why is it not required to say that it was genetically altered? That's a question. You fucks.
Sorry, we were concentrating on
yeah, you were concentrating way too hard.
And shit.
I had an important philosophical question, you know, and fucked it up by passing a goddamn lighter.
It was fucking lighter awesome. Was perfect, I wish somebody had Snapchat or freaking Vine that, because that was awesome.
We'd probably never do that again. Yeah. If we fucking cried.
So,
like all right, go ahead. Sorry. Repeat.
If the government requires us to put a label on the food that says it's organic. That's a requirement.
Or not.
No, yeah. But they don't require a label that says it's been genetically altered in any way.
It's because fuckery is the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's like a standard you want to have on your food.
Yeah.
It's like something you want to have.
Well, yeah, no, that's cool. But like I completely think that, you know, if I go to a grocery store, I should be able to see GMO modified, non-GMO modified. Like...
That's what and the reason read. You gotta
I agree,
read. You just gotta read.
And the reason that they won't do it is because they will lose money. Their fucking ass.
Because everything else is fucked. But you know that when you walk in man. World. Go to a grocery store and pretty much shop the perimeter, dog. Like, don't even.
I do. I don't go down the aisles.
Fucking aisle.
I don't go down the aisles. There's nothing good down those aisles.
I mean, everything is awesome down those aisles.
No, there's nothing good
down
those aisles.
I thought it was everything on the outside that was bad for you.
No, vegetables, meat, dairy. What else do you need?
Around the border.
Yeah, that's all around the border of every grocery store you'll ever go into.
Yep. Everything around.
Everything in the middle is fucking Oreos and goddamn cereal. DiGiorno pizzas and shit.
I mean, you get your canned products.
Food, the only thing you have, I mean, you can go down the aisles for is your grain. That's it.
Or if you want some, like, sauces, if you don't feel like making your own sauce.
Yeah, but I mean, but you can't make rice from anything else on the outside, but you can't make sauce from everything on the outside. So
yeah, but if you don't want to go through all that trouble, that's what I'm saying. If you don't feel like smashing up tomatoes and stuff to make your salsa, like
I mean, but if you start applying that rule, you got to apply that rule to everything in the middle.
Not if you're meat
I don't feel like making my Oreos, so I'll just go get the ones in the fucking middle.
You don't eat Oreos at that point. Oreos.
Oreos sound great right now.
I have Oreos
and
milk before bed, and it's like the best.
Yeah, that's one of my weaknesses in this world are fucking Oreos.
Milk and Oreos.
Oreos and
I'll mess with Oreos because it makes your teeth look real bad.
And for some reason, chocolate.
Fuck with Doritos.
So delicious.
I don't do Doritos.
Fuck with your breath, man. I went to Taco Girl one time after I had some Doritos, man. And she's like, yo, like.
What's up with the breath?
I like what I'm hearing, but.
I don't like what I'm smelling.
Like, ever since then, man.
Like, that's true. Every single time you've never. Oh, God, that's right.
I'm offering you. Fuck with Doritos.
I don't do Doritos either.
Point, and they're fucking delicious.
Oh, yeah.
They
are.
That's the worst by the part, way, you know? Maybe not this next podcast coming up, but the one after. Oscar, you got to come back because we got to. I'm getting some real fucking Jamaican rum, like 80% fucking liquor Jamaican.
I don't know. Rody brings me some. He brought me some fucking supercharged rum from somewhere, man. A big old fucking like Rita sugar cane in the bitch. Like,
yeah.
I had one, man, and I was. I was there,
right?
Man. Yeah, I was good. He brought me some Appleton shit from Jamaica, dude, and that stuff
was good.
No joke, tastes like apples. Dude, I'm not a rum guy, dude. Yeah, like, I'm a man, so I drink whiskey and scotch and, you know, shit like that.
I like rum, you fuck.
Rum's my favorite.
Like I said, I'm a man, so I drink whiskey and scotch and, you know, shit like that.
You're an old man. That's what old men drink. Old man, you fuck.
Nah.
I like the smooth stuff, man. You drink some little, oh my God.
You drink JD. You drink the most fucking generic whiskey that there is.
JD's all right, but Glenfiddich's my shit. You know what I mean?
I drink SoCo too.
Yeah, SoCo's delicious.
Southern Comfort, bro. It gives you that warmth down inside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Freaking, there's this stuff, man. I need somebody to find this for me. There's this drink out there, this rums, for Bahamian rum, I believe. And it looks exactly like the Aunt Jemima, like syrup bottle. But it's a guy, and he's wearing a straw hat. And the straw hat is actually the cap for the drink.
Is it equally as racist?
Absolutely delicious.
Is it clear rum?
I think it's a light clear rum.
Oh, okay. Then I wouldn't fuck with it.
So good, man.
Every time I've had clear rum, I wind up.
I drink almost the entire bottle. I didn't even know.
Yeah, just I had straight. A bottle of this clear shit. One that was it was called Ray and Nephew. It was another supercharged Caribbean rum. I want to say that one might have been Jamaican too, man. But I tell you what, man, I had a few of those and I couldn't feel
your legs. Face.
Like I was leaving my buddy Styles. You remember Styles?
Yeah, I remember
leaving
Styles.
We were, you know, doing a session at his place and we're hanging out, we're drinking, whatever the fuck. And I get down, like, I leave his place, I get down hiatus to about Miramar, and I'm like, yo, did you like Mickey me or something? I don't feel shit right now. Good thing I'm in the Lincoln, so I look like a fucking taxpayer. You know what I mean? And I kind of like staggered my ass home, but holy fuck. I'm going to hit this joint now. You go ahead and say it.
Oscar's had a lot of experience with weird driving extents. Like one where he called Scott at 2 in the morning saying, dude, I don't know what happened. I just woke up in the middle of fucking US 27 spinning the fuck out.
Oh,
man. Yeah, he's told me a couple of those stories.
That was in that black Mustang, that black ragtop. What we call her?
Black Pearl.
The Black Pearl. Black ship with black sails. Yeah, dude, we left the culture room. It was you, it was me, it was Pachi, yeah. And I was fucking gacked out of my brain, drunk as fuck, trying to talk to these people. That's probably what I sounded like. Yeah. And I was headed to Tiff's. Wow, this girl's been around for some shit. I was headed to Tiff's house.
Which, by the way, is way east of that.
At the time, it was you guys' old neighborhood. It was there in the resort. You know? Yeah, nice. She lived there. And for some reason, I get off. I guess I missed. I was gonna take 595 to the Turnpike and hop off at Red Road right there. I guess somehow I missed all that because I blacked out from there to I-75 to getting off
205
on, like, Sheridan Street and like I woke up just north of Sheridan Street on US 27.
How'd you get on
27? I don't fucking know.
Yeah. So far from the like,
that's from where you had to be.
That is a blackout.
The amazing thing is that he made it to US 27
without hitting anything.
I woke up spinning in this median like I'm there in the car. Like there's grass and shit, and the car's fucking spinning, and I take my foot off the fucking gas, I let go of the wheel, I let it do its thing, it stops, and I look around, I touch me, I make sure I'm straight, I jump out, I look at the car.
I'm not a ghost.
Okay, the car's all right. You know what I mean? I pull my cigarette pack out, like a baggie falls out, and I'm like, oh well, there's opportunity. All right, I'm up. You know what I mean? I hop into the fucking car, dude, and away I went, dude. Scared as fuck. Oh,
you great, dude. Your adrenaline.
Opportunity presents itself. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh man, cocaine's a hell of a drug, man. It's all to say about that. That was
keep you alive if it isn't going to kill you.
I don't know about that, dude. That was a pretty dark time in my life.
You know the dumb shit you did? Like, coming into my crib? In the other room? Putting weight out? If my dad would have walked in, bro, he would have forced...
Oh, my God.
He would have... Force crushed your goddamn skull. Hey,
this guy has job applications to turn in next week, okay?
Like, how many years ago was this?
The statute's up on all that, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, your the computer room pending. Looked like...
It looked like an episode of Breaking Bad, bro. I walk in there like, girl, I was like, oh, this is not what I wanted right now. If my dad would have said, hey, Brock, accidentally opened that door, fucking you would have felt the pressure in the room change. And then your head would have just gone,
pfft. I'd have been out of dope.
I would have been able to pay rent, man.
Oscar would have just said, you know what? Fuck it. Before I die.
So if anybody's wondering, I found this this rum that I was talking about. It's called Rum Jumbi. Check him out, dude.
That's racist.
No, it's not. It's a little dude, and he's wearing like the.
So how is Entourage
racist? This is
delicious, bro.
You see those in the duty free shops all the time.
Oh
bro.
Man, it's so good, man.
I don't ever go to the duty free. What the fuck is in there?
Rum Jumbi.
Liquor. Mm. Have you ever been on a cruise?
That's it.
Man?
No,
liquor and cigarettes. And
I've never been on a cruise.
Other bullshit. But who goes in there for that? You know what I mean? I go in there for the.
You
cheap
never been
liquor
on a cruise set?
Nah.
Oh God, I used to cruise from like age 13 to age 24. I cruised 2 weeks a year, man. A week in the summer, a week in the winter.
You have any fun cruise stories, man? I got a fun cruise.
Go for it, man. Go.
So back in the day when I was barely a teenager, I freaking had to go on a cruise with my family. And I think it was the first cruise I had ever gone on. And I think I was maybe 15. Whenever Daredevil went to video. Because that's what they're playing on the boat. I don't know, remember.
That was a while ago. That was like 2003.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe I graduated high school already. Maybe I was like 17. But anyway, I go on this cruise or whatever. It's a 3-day night, or it's a 5-day cruise, excuse me.
Jesus.
To Cozumel, Mexico.
And it's 90 degrees. Why do I want this blanket? The fuck away from me.
So I go out on this cruise ship and everything. Everything's nice. And I went on Carnival. It was actually the...
Before they started sinking?
They don't sink. They just malfunction.
When you're in the ocean and something malfunctions, that's
just imagination, I want to say.
I think that is one of the ones that...
Yeah, it's a nice boat, though. It's so nice. It's
they're
so
all nice.
Nice. So anyway, they have a little casino in there. It's like multiple stories. They have pools. They have swimming pools. They are like water slides and stuff. They got a racetrack. Like we could go jogging on top and everything.
Yeah.
It's freaking sweet, dude. All you could eat pizza all night. So anyway, when I go there...
It's a bad place for me, bro.
I'm young. I want to like freaking meet a bunch of people or whatever. So I meet this kid. He's going to USF. His name's Steve and stuff. He has his little sister. Her name's Amanda. Meet up with them. They're pretty cool. His sister's 15. He's like 19, I want to say. He's 2 years older than me, at least.
Yeah.
So he's in college or whatever, but he's on a cruise with his parents or whatever, with his mom. So I meet up with this other guy. This guy, JD. He's from New York, and there's this group of 5 girls from New York as well that we meet in the comedy club. Okay, so it's me, JD, these 5 girls, Amanda, Steve, and there's like maybe like 4 or 5 other people mixed in, including my brothers. Yes. Okay. So we start hanging out for the duration of this cruise, because we met each other on like maybe the second day. And once you meet people on a cruise ship, you're usually going to want to team up with them and, you know, do stuff or whatever, and at least, you know, venture off, because we're going to Mexico or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So when we get to Cozumel, Mexico, one of the guys that we had met up with in the group, he's like, hey, listen, man, I don't know if you like smoke or not. And I was like, nah, man, I don't like really do anything yet. I'm in a band. I got to watch my voice. You know, that's all I always like thought about shit. It. You know, I was still on that shit. So I was like, yeah, I got to watch my voice. You know, I can't do that. That's terrible. That's horrible. He's like, listen, man, when we get to Mexico, I'm going to find some like Xanax. I'm going to find some shrooms. I'm going to find some weed. I'm going to find something. Every drug I can find, and I'm going to do them all on the boat.
Oh,
I'm going to go find a pharmacy. So if you're down, we're going to go out to like the cities of Mexico. We're not staying in this tourist bullshit. And I was like, you know what? I'm adventurous. I'm young. I want to see Mexico for what it is. I want to see Mexico. I don't want to see touristy Mexico with the little freaking chess sets and little dresses and shit. I want to see
chess Mexico. Sets and dresses.
Yeah, yeah. It's stupid.
Is that really all it's about?
No. Well, they have little markets and stuff where they sell stuff, and it's pretty cute and everything for everybody that wants to walk around and go to the restaurant. Yeah. So I went to Senor Frogs.
I go to Mexicali.
Went to Senor Frogs. First time I ever got motorboated. This fucking waitress runs over with a whistle with a freaking bottle of liquor in her hand, motorboats somebody, and freaking pours liquor down your throat until you can't swallow anymore. Oh, and you start beautiful. Spitting up. Amazing place. Like, did it to everybody at the table. The adults, the women, the kids. It was great.
Shut the fuck up.
She had a little freaking pacifier. She squeezed some milk out of her tit real quick. So it was like, yeah.
It wasn't milk. It was fucking tequila.
By that time. So... I go off with this family. I go to this restaurant and everything. I ditch my family. Okay, I don't even know where they're at. And it's like maybe 7 o'clock at night. This guy's like, we're going to go hit up the pharmacies. We go and we hit up a couple of pharmacies. He's looking around for shit. I just stay on the outside because I don't want to like get into a gunfight inside the place. I could just run, you know?
That's weird. That's where your mind goes. Yeah, I don't want to get into a gunfight.
I'm trying to be careful, you know? I'd rather get kidnapped than, you know, stay with the people that
I've seen what happens in Mexican kidnappings. You don't want that either.
They don't want a little American black kid. That's,
yeah, they do. They'll cut your fucking head off.
It's too much trouble. They don't
put you on a TV station.
So as this is going on or whatever, the guy comes out the pharmacy. He's like, listen, I got some shit. We're going to go back on the boat. We're going to have some fun. I was like, all right, word up. So we get back to the boat like an hour late, and they're about to fucking leave, dude. They have like half the doors up and everything. I'm like, oh shit, we're running over there and shit. We're like, hey, stop. We're supposed to be boarding. They're like, where's your ID? We're like, we don't know.
Don't leave me here.
Yeah, so we have to use like our boarding passes. Luckily, they took pictures of us before we even left the boat, so it pops up on the screen or whatever. So we got back on the boat and everything, and it was one of the last nights. This guy, JD, while he's with all these chicks that he's trying to hook up with that are also from New York, he's banging half of them out. I go up there into one of his rooms. She answers the door with like her top like halfway on. I was like, hey, your titty is like your titty. You need to cover your titty. Like,
so it was a funny
you're
expression.
You're out of the you're in the hallway now, you kinda need to cover your titty. Like people can be walking by and I don't want to look like that dude. Like that looks kinda weird. So anyway, JD's that type of guy. Weird expression. He ends up banging out. Yeah, he bangs out some dude. This girl's mom at this club, and then has sex with the daughter the next day. Now let me tell you about this. Okay, so this is the next day after we get the drugs and stuff. Well, this is the situation. JD invites everybody into his cabin because it's the second to last night. We're headed back to America, and the liquor oversees whatever goes like half price or some shit, like one of the last nights or whatever. They're just trying to get rid of it all.
Yeah.
He bought like 15 bottles. I exaggerate to no degree because he had bottles saved away to take home.
I shit you not.
And he just had a lot of bottles of fucking liquor.
Yeah.
Now, in combination with this, these people that I went with, you know, they got all these drugs and stuff on the boat. So we're like smoking pot and, you know, they're doing their little pills and everything. They're having a good time. I'm just chilling, whatever. Go up, I have my pizza, and JD calls me. He's like, hey, listen, man, we're gonna be having a party in my cabin. Come down. We're going to be playing cards. We're going to be hanging out. Everybody that we met up, all the people that are our age, we're just going to be chilling. We're going to be having a great time. We're going to get fucked up. It's going to be great, man. I got all this fucking alcohol. It's fucking awesome. It's amazing. Ah. So we go down there. I go down there. And my brothers aren't there yet because they're getting into a fight threatening to throw somebody off a ship. But one of these days, they'll tell that story for themselves. And when I get into the room, I notice that everybody's playing cards in one corner. JD's making out with some chick on the bed. And it looks like a frat party. So I'm just like, whoa, this is kind of cool. You know, this looks like a music video. This is awesome. I'm stepping over bodies to get into the room. I'm like, this is great. So I'm like hanging out. I'm like smoking a little bit more. We're like playing spit and stuff or whatever. And JD's over in the corner. And he's like, he's saying something. And I can't recognize what the hell he's saying. But I look up at him. And this girl is bent up on the sheets. And the guy that I went off the ship with into Mexico to buy these drugs, he's like, hey, I'm going to get some of that. And he decides he's going to walk over and try to finger this girl. And when he tries to do this, he does the sheets, and the sheets are white, and this girl is bleeding all fucking over the place.
It's a crime scene.
And instead of the normal reaction of sane people that aren't drunk, they're just like, ew, that's nasty. Get her out of here. He wraps her up and like throws her out the room. And everybody's like laughing. It is just a great joke to us. And I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is so wrong, but it's like, it's kind of funny, but it's really,
no.
I don't need to go.
See, you can't picture it from your perspective. You got to picture it from somebody that was walking down the hallway at the time. You just see a door open, a chick get thrown out wrapped in a fucking white towel, and then
it's not a white towel. It's a white towel covered in blood from fucking.
That's what I mean. That's like, you see, you hear the music. You hear the music really loud. You see the girl hit the wall, hit the floor, and then the door closes.
That's not the end of the story. So I'm sitting in there, and we're all sitting there, we're laughing about it, just like how we are now. We're just like, wow, I can't believe that actually happened. This shit is ridiculous. I can't believe I have this story to tell when I go home and meet all my friends back in our old states. You know, so we're just shooting the shit or whatever. And this kid, I remember his name. His name's Sebastian, and he's on the floor making out with this girl, Amanda. And I'm like, I'm like, oh yeah, where the hell is Steve? Like, how is he letting his sister just like make out with some dude on the floor? Like, where's her older brother, you know? So maybe half an hour later, there's knocking at the door, and we're thinking just more people are showing up. Or this girl's coming back like pissed off as fuck with security, like ready to break up the shit. And I go to open the door. They're just like, yo, you go open the door. Like, if it's anybody, like, you know, just let us know. I'm just like, whatever. I don't care. I am drunk as hell. I could care less. Woo! So I go and open the door, and I'm like cockeyed and shit. I look like Uncle Ruckus from freaking Boondocks, dude. And he's like, what you want? And it's this kid, Steve. And he's like, hey, man, like, what's going on? I've been looking for everybody.
Oh, JT's balls deep in your fucking sister now is what you should have said.
No, he's like, and he's just like, yeah, I've been looking for my sister and stuff, and I knew that like everybody was hanging out and stuff. Like, what's going on in here? And he's just trying to shove his head into the door. And like, I'm sitting there, I'm barely cracked open the door, okay? And I have my foot in front of the door. And JD's like, who is it? I'm like, it's Steve. He's like, don't let him in. I'm like, what?
Not to be fucking conspicuous or anything.
He runs up to the door and like straight up shoulder rushes the door shut. Like the ship would have like shook if it were like a 22 foot boat. Okay. Like it would have tipped the bitch over. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck was that? He was like, look, I look over and this kid Sebastian is fucking the shit out of his sister in the middle of the floor. Oh, no. And people are like holding up bottles. Like it looks like it. like, if you've ever seen
College Fest.
No. Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
All right, remember that scene with ass to ass?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was like a dude fucking a chick. There's people shouting with bottles, like shaking bottles over them, pouring liquor into their mouths like they're at Senior Frogs, like pouring, like, it was, I didn't know what the hell happened within the 30 seconds that I got up to go answer this door, and like what I was missing when I was just sitting there having a casual conversation.
Now, could it be possible that was happening before, you just weren't really paying attention to that, you were so involved in other
maybe like, because we were all I don't know I was, as I said, I was drunk as hell, I was underage, like I had no care in the world. It's like one of the first times I ever smoked like a lot. I don't know if it was laced. I couldn't care less at the time. I was having a great time. There was 24-hour pizza that I was looking forward to after this, so I did not care. It was a cruise ship. It was fucking awesome. So anyway, as this is happening or whatever, this kid, JD, he never locks the door, so this kid's constantly banging into the door. He eventually gets his way in, and his sister jumps up onto the seat, like, in the area where I'm sitting, because that's, like, the only open space now where people are sitting, because it's so crowded. And she jumps up, and she only has the blanket over him. This kid, Sebastian's just sitting there in the corner, butt-ass naked, with his fucking one leg crossed over the other,
his third leg hitting the ground.
Just sitting on the bench with him, you know? Just, like, just winking at Steve. It's like, hey, what's up, dude? So he walks in, and he's like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Why is there a naked guy here? Amanda, where's your clothes? She's like, I got them on. I'm just cold. She's like, no, where's your fucking clothes? Mom's looking for us and shit. We've been looking for her for hours. And I'm just like, oh, God, I know where this shit's going to go. So everybody's like, oh.
See, if I was you, I'd have been like, I would have just said, excuse me, and just walk out. Yeah.
You know what we did? We're such assholes.
Me and that chick with the white sheet wrapped around her would have been walking down that hole.
Such assholes. People started chanting, slut. People were like pointing.
See, okay, hold on.
People were pointing at her.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. That's some fucking horse shit, because nobody said shit to the dude. Like, for all you know, that chick is actually a relatively decent human being, and like, yeah, because that's like the door I leave open.
People were openly asking what's going on here, and people were like, she's just a slut. She's a slut. Fuck.
Dude, like, I've hated that double-sided, like, that is such a double fucking standard. Like,
it's a terrible double standard.
I know a dude who slept with way over 100 chicks. It's a
terrible double standard.
Nobody says shit about him on the average.
Well, that's because if you got a key that'll open up multiple locks, that's a master key. But if you got a lock, that'll be open
by any key.
That's a shitty lock, bro.
That yeah, because, like, if you think about it, like, this kid's sitting there with his balls out, like, just chilling, and he's, like, interrogating his sister,
Master
like,
Key.
To hell, just like, what is wrong with you? Somebody rips the sheet off of her, and she's just sitting there, butt-ass naked, like, still has, like, still wet from all sorts of whatever liquids got all over her. Like, yo, I've never seen a chick get her ass whipped so bad. Like, it was funny, because it looked like a baby that was just a liver getting spanked and getting cried for the first time. He dragged this bitch by her ankle out the room like a caveman. Just like, wow. I'm taking you to mom just like this.
Get out of the world.
It was great. So everybody was laughing and shit. I had to leave after that. I went straight to the pizza bar. As I said, I went up, I had some pizza, and I went back to my brother's room as they told me their story.
Thank
about
you, Oscar,
how they were
going
to throw somebody off the fucking
ship. Oscar's name
but yeah,
is fucking...
Cruises are fun, dude.
Oscar named his episode Master Key Shitty Lock. That is the name of this fucking episode.
Shitty double standard, but...
Oh, hold the fuck on. Oscar, this is for you, I think.
Pretty gross.
Oh, good God.
Either way. You got a rusty key.
Oh, shit.
Knows what type of stuff is on that key. Picked up all the extra stuff that everybody else is putting into all those others.
Not to mention the coke residue.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking first off. All the coke residue. I think I have coke residue on my key now. Somebody did coke off my key. Somebody asked for my keys one day. I didn't even think about it. Yeah. Kian? Was it Kian? I don't think I had the same key. No,
you
I don't
have a dude named Kian asking to do blow off your key?
No.
I'm calling this person back.
I wonder if he listens.
This is totally the worst way ever. Oh, God. Who are you calling?
Who are you?
They called me first.
Oh, who called you?
You'll see.
Oh, is it Nelson?
Yeah.
Is it
Jesus?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, Nelson?
What's the word, my friend?
Shagalagalagalaga.
How you doing, Nelson Quesadilla?
What's that?
I said, how you doing, Nelson Quesadilla?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man. How are y'all doing down there, man?
You're on the podcast, you fuck.
Yeah, you are.
Why do you have to
ruin it? Cool, man. Awesome.
Because you gotta tell him.
You don't make any fun out of this.
Dude, what if he made the announcement like he's got AIDS?
Guys, it would have been fun.
No, there's nothing fun about having AIDS.
I'm sure if he's calling Brock's number on a Saturday at this time and he hears all three of us talking to him, I'm pretty sure he's...
That's true.
This is Rain Man we're talking about here.
So what do you have to contribute this week? What are we calling in for? What you got to say?
Man, I'm super, super heartfelt broken, dude, that fucking Jamie is going to be leaving the show, man.
Who the fuck are you telling, dude? Like, today's his party, and then tomorrow he's gone, man.
Dr. Man, that kid has got good vibes, man. He's good people.
Yeah, that's why you've been hanging out with him for fucking well over 10 years.
So everybody knows, Nelson is not black.
At all.
He's so awesome. The two people in Ganda are like, oh shit, he's awesome.
The what?
The two people in Ganda.
Why is it that I'm the one who brings it up? I used to bring it up, and now I fucking forget it every time somebody else brings it up.
Because Nelson is country as fuck.
You're getting old, you fuck. You're getting old as fuck. That's why, man.
Aren't you older than me?
Yeah.
You're the one with gray hair, though.
Yeah, exactly. And you live in Jacksonville. Your point is very fucking...
I'm 28. I'll be 28 for the rest of my life.
And you live in Jacksonville, so what the fuck?
For now. I'm working on trying to get down there, man.
So why the fuck did you leave in the first place?
Career progression.
It didn't progress if you're moving the fuck back.
More money, higher position, man. You know what I mean?
Are you coming back with that same money and same position?
That's the idea.
I don't know, man. I thought I could get it done with just finding Carmelo, though, but apparently they want more work, so.
God damn those people that don't want to pay you more for doing the same amount of shit you did before.
There were so many people that were like, oh, this guy deserves a raise, this and that, da, da, da. You know what they gave me? Dinner for two in the freaking cafeteria.
I would have told them to suck my dick.
Exactly.
They didn't even give you a certificate to go to a nice restaurant. They sent them the cafeteria.
Well, it is a Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It is a nice restaurant.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a pretty nice cafeteria, but shit, man. I don't want to eat there, man. You know what I'm saying? Just give me some ducats. You know?
Did you really just use the fucking word ducats?
Hell yeah.
I'm bringing it back.
Bring that shit back.
At least
there
I didn't bring back Porch Monkey.
Oh, no. Come on.
That's up to Lyndon. Lyndon, can he bring that back?
No.
No, he can't? Okay.
No, you cannot bring that back. I don't care how funny Kevin Smith thought it was.
That shit was funny. I'm sorry, dude. I loved it in that movie.
Oh, it was. It was great then. But it doesn't work in reality. I tried it.
Wow. Ooh. How'd that work out for you?
Tried it.
It was horrible. I tried it, man. I was going to see the look on Lyndon's face right now.
Why would you try that?
The movie shouldn't be duplicated.
He probably thought the movie was really popular and was like, let me see.
Were you depressed? Were you depressed at the time? Were you like trying to die?
What I'm impressed is with Kevin Smith writing that Tusk movie about the walrus. You heard about that?
Yeah, but yeah, you still didn't hear. Hey, fuck you. That's going to be a fantastic movie.
It's stupid. Dude, all right, listen,
awesome, man.
I was kind of upset, Nelson, because you even commented or liked the comment or something. Freaking, this man, Kevin Smith, he wrote like a 10-page essay as a freaking insert on Facebook.
He always does that.
No, that's too long.
Then don't read it.
Obviously, I didn't.
That post was long as shit.
He does that. That's what he does.
Is that not too long for a little, you know, keep it short, snip snap.
No, that's what Twitter's for. Twitter's for short, keep it short.
No, man.
Facebook, dude, I've written like paragraphs on Facebook before.
He didn't even have a funny picture to accompany it.
I know I don't.
No, not you, Kevin Smith.
No, he's got links.
So I'm upset. It's like it was just sad.
What type of funny picture do you need?
Something to entertain me while I'm reading all that stupid shit.
Well, then don't read it.
I didn't.
But you said you just did. Oh, you needed a picture to entertain you.
Until I pressed the more button, and I said, what the fuck? And then I scrolled. And I was like, all right,
you
never
know, most of that shit's like tour dates and stuff like that. That's it.
All right, well, power it to him. But damn, dude, settle it down, dude.
What are you doing, Nelson?
I'm chilling in my car, man. Don't win traffic.
So what made you decide to call us?
I was bored as shit, man. Plus, I was like hoping Jamie would be there so I could wish him a fond farewell.
No, he's not. He's probably at his house right now getting ready for the festivities tonight.
He's unplugging all of his devices.
Well, I know he listens to these, and I wish him well. Aww. I do. I really do. He's a good kid.
That's adorable. It really is.
Well, gentlemen, I bid you adieu.
Whoa. There are no gentlemen in this room.
No, not a gentleman this side of the counter.
I'm always trying to upsell.
What'd you say, Nelson?
I'm always trying to upsell, man. Make y'all look good. You know what I'm saying? Gentlemen.
You can't make us look good. But, all right, man. Have fun doing what you do.
Shag.
Did he get all, like, totally crossed out from the dead crisscross member or something? Why does he sound like he's so ethnic?
He always sounded like that.
No, it was, like, extra, extra, like, it was heartfelt
well,
this time.
I think it's because, like a joke. Well, you know what it is?
I think, also, country as fuck.
Yeah, he's country as fuck. Like, I think it's because he's in Jacksonville right now. He's got to step it up a little bit more.
I think he's maturing. Like, before he sounded goofy. Now he sounds like a thug. It scares me.
I think you're the only person that's scared by Nelson.
we had to break him in a little bit, man, when he came down.
Yeah, he's like busting his balls and shit. Now I'm like, damn, man, he sounds like he's hood, bro. Like, are you sure you want to fuck with this kid?
We took him around, man.
You just dropped them off on a corner one day. You're like, make your way back, Holmes.
Fuck that. That kid would ride a bike, like, from his apartment, like, up over the Venetian, through Overtown, into the hood part of, like, the Grove.
I'm trying one more thing. Sorry.
Bro, next to Marlon Stadium.
Jamie.
Brown.
Yeah.
Dr. Brown.
For his final words. Let's see if he'll do this. Hope he picks up, man.
You could probably three-way fucking Cake Elson.
Who?
Kate Olson?
Cake Elson. Oh. We used to call him because nothing. Long story.
I was like, Cake Elson? Who the fuck is Cake Elson?
It was Cake. Just a merger of the words Cake and then Nelson because Nelson was a.
We used Your call to has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 954. It's not available.
Wow, you just put all this shit out there.
Please record your message. You that out. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jamie, man, this is us recording the podcast and people texting me for some unknown reason. We just wanted to say, man, we're going to miss you a lot. Say something, Lyndon. We've had a call already saying that he's going to miss you too and your voice.
Yeah, Nelson says he's going to miss you, man.
It's going to be a dark
We'll miss you too, by the way. We're going to see you in a little bit. Isn't there some party or something?
Yeah, but we want this recorded. So, but yeah, we just wanted to say, dude, we'll miss you and we will see you very soon.
Jamie. Listen, hey, dude, before you go, I just want to let you know, I will consume your soul if you somehow go, like, disappearing for too long.
Yeah.
So, like, don't go disappearing for too long. Keep in contact.
We will find
you. We love you! Okay, that's enough.
All right, sorry. I just had to, like, get that out there so we can get the whole Jamie vibe out of the way.
Damn,
you keep going back to it, man. Like,
because he's technically not really going away because he's going to be sending me stuff
because he has nothing better to do down here.
He's going to be sending me stuff. He's going to be sending me stuff that we could put on the podcast. So he'll be here in spirit.
Yeah, I'm sure trust me, he's all you fans out there worried about Jamie just going missing. He's not really going missing for you.
just from us which sucks. Hey Oscar, how many Mustangs have you had?
Well, that's random.
Is that a
no I was just thinking
thing?
About it like how many I
is that like a chick with really thick legs a Mustang like back hair?
So how many Mustangs you had?
God, I'm counting.
Wow, you have to. It takes you that long. I know the Canary Killer, the Black Pearl, and
there was
one
before the yellow one. There was a white one.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine
old it. The old school white one. It was like a
90, like that bottle?
No, like 85. Like it said the square lights in the front. It wasn't even like the bubble lights. It was like weird. It was like a little four banger, five speed, man. And then there was that yellow one.
Gran Turismo and Forza.
Yeah. There's like four of them,
man. I don't
know
shit about
cars. I
want
to say I've had like four of them. Now I feel weird driving anything else.
Colin McRae.
Yeah, like... Every time you get a new car, I'm just assuming it's a Mustang at this point. Like, I remember when you got the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
The shit that had been done inside that vehicle.
The shit that vehicle seen.
Yeah. And Nas and the Fast and the Furious shit going on.
If the vehicle could talk, it'd say, help! Help!
Get this person away from me. get me deep cleaned, stat.
Ha ha ha. you know, somebody who can shift and do other things at the same time.
You can do a lot of things at the same time while you're shifting, as it turns out.
Oh, I'm not
out.
Saying you were the one shifting.
That's a talent. Those kind of talents are found few and far between, man. I can probably count on one hand somebody who could...
Maybe even one finger.
Maybe even one finger. But I tell you what, man. Two. Wait, two. Two that come to mind, and they're both going to stay nameless.
Yeah,
man.
That's fine. That's fine. I know who one is, and that's all I need.
Oh, man. But yeah, that was handy.
And you'll never... And you'll never drive anything but a manual, right?
Well, I mean, if it's like a sports car, man, like, yeah, you got to have a manual, because otherwise it's like fucking and not coming. You got to, man.
Now, I got a question for you. Like, when you buy, if you ever had the money to buy like a really high end sports car, they don't have the traditional manual anymore. How do you feel about that?
I really think that's whack. I'd find the newest thing that's still got a clutch and a fucking shifter, man.
Like, I don't even think any of the newest Lambos have that type of shit.
Well, then fuck that. And I'll just, you know what I mean? Get a goddamn Corvette or something, man. Those will always have that. You know what I mean? And it'll still be a Pushrod 350, man. You're fucking flying past people, breaking their hearts. They spent all that money.
Oscar's a car guy, in case you didn't know. The Oscar, I've learned more about cars through just dealing with Oscar and his family.
Oh, man. It's all that time in auto parts, man. It was always in the weirdest neighborhoods, too, man. Like, I used to work for what the fuck was it? Discount or Advance or whatever the fuck they were, man. They'd always have me in like the shittiest spots. Like the one time it was over right by the cave, man. Like right off of like University Drive, man. And I get like the weirdest fucking people coming in and out of there. But nowhere near as weird as when I was like in Miami, dude. You get all like the weird Rastas and shit, and they come
the
in.
The Badger.
Yeah, oh my God, dude. I need a Badger and my car won't crawl. I'm like, what? Excuse me, dude. I don't fucking speak Patois, man. What kind of car do you
How
got?
Much is it?
Yeah, 93 Plymouth Voyage. Like, what? Why in the fuck would you be driving that, bro? Like, look, man, it's a $10 core charge, and like, it's gonna cost you $80. And he's like, thief, you a goddamn thief, man. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm just fucking punching a clock, man. Leave me alone. And I guess, spending time.
Dude, I work with like 90% Jamaicans, so I'm getting better at understanding Patois. It's fucking difficult, man.
Dude, look, Dr. Nogood lived across the street from me for 20 years, and I don't have a fucking clue, man. But
it's like the hidden letter game.
I wonder how Dr. Nogood is. We need to call him from the podcast.
Dude, I forgot to tell you.
You heard from him?
No. I found something out very interesting when we were talking. You reminded me when you said poncho and have no idea what the fuck it means, or what the fuck they're saying. It reminded me of this. They found out that, traditional English people sounded like us more than they did the English people that are there now.
I believe that.
Huh?
I believe that.
When they came over here, they didn't have the Queen's English. That was after we had gained independence. England went through a really shitty time, and the poor people were rising up, and the people that were trying to hide that they were poor were trying to distinguish themselves in such a way.
By talking
proper and shit like that. And that's when it became more dominant. So like the Virginian, or you know when you see those old movies and you see the people that have kind of a British accent, but it's more Americanized? That's what we really sounded like. So they were saying that the only thing
Victorian era shit.
No. It wasn't that strong. That's what they're saying. Like, you know when you see documentary or something like that, and like Thomas Jefferson, where it was still a very American accent. That is literally what the English were before they came over. It wasn't as formal as most films and shit like that make it seem. And when I found that out, my brain exploded.
That ain't so bad. I mean, whatever.
But it's like, by the way, dialogue. I need to suggest you guys a show to watch. It's called Drunk History.
Oh, I tried to watch it, and I couldn't catch an episode yet.
God, it was hysterical. It's these five people. They get shit-faced, and each one of them tells a story from history, a true story. And like one of them was the Coca-Cola, and I found out that Coca-Cola still does use the leaf of the cocoa plant, which makes me believe that Coca-Cola is the biggest drug dealers in the world, because you can't just grow the leaves. You got to grow the whole plant. They're not just going to throw away the rest of that plant. So what do you think they're doing with that plant?
Oh, no. Where do you hear that they use the plant?
Drunk history. They used the leaf of the plant.
Back in the day, yeah.
No, no, no. Back in the day, they used the shit itself. Like, there was no doubt about that. But now they just use the leaf of that plant.
Oh, man. You wonder what a can of that shit must
you know,
be. It,
you know what they use? The funny thing is, you know what they used to use it for?
Insta-shits.
They used it because they allegedly, the guy created it to be like snake oil, basically, like fake medicine. And but he said it was to put a pep in your step, like to get you up and ready to go.
It was the Red Bull of the day.
It was the Red Bull of the day, exactly.
Gives you wings.
More, I guess more like the Four Loko of its day.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Damn, this shit is pretty fucked up, guys. Coca-Cola is a big drug dealer.
I told you. Because look, if you, Oscar, let's speak, you know, like if you're the head of Coca-Cola, you have all these leaves. Where do you get the leaves? From the plant, which you probably grow because you're a big corporation. What are you going to do with the rest of that plant?
Sell the rest of the plant to Pepe and
thank you. And you're going to make billions.
Yeah, dude. The fuck do you mean?
No. The article I'm looking at on Natural News, this shit just says, to this day, Coca-Cola still imports cocoa leaves, which are used to manufacture cocaine in the United States. Doesn't even say nothing about using it in Coca-Cola. It just says, hey, they're importing leaves to make cocaine.
They use the leaves. They make an extract out of it. And, damn. But could you imagine that shit? Like, your biggest fucking dealer is literally the Coke dude. Like, the Coca-Cola man comes off and drops off fucking pallets of fucking cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up, right?
Coca-Cola is the only U.S. corporation that has been granted the right to legally import cocoa leaves into the United States via cocoa processing lab known as Stefan Company.
If they're ever wondering why we have a cocaine epidemic in this country.
Yeah, this exception, it says the exception remained secret until the late 1980s.
Sure, we got a Coca-Cola bottling.
The New York Times.
Just saying.
Yeah, the New York Times uncovered this shit apparently in the 1980s, letting everybody know, like, hey, listen, they're still bringing
cocaine. They're still bringing cocaine over.
Is that guy still alive?
Oh, man.
It's awesome, right?
Wow.
So Coca-Cola is the biggest drug dealing corporation.
Wow. Yeah, because like I don't like
now that you stuff, you man. Know what now you wonder
until Pfizer came along with Viagra. Now, I'm pretty sure they're
now
somehow.
You understand why Mexican cartels only deal with marijuana mainly. Because cocaine's under wraps, dude. A corporation got that shit locked down.
Yeah, man. They got all racial on this shit and everything, man. They're racial. Just like, yeah, they're just like, keep in mind when you consider the total fraud on the current drug rolls and how young African-American men are 10-year prison sentences for possession with while one of the greatest corporations in America is actually importing leaves that are used to manufacture cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. And either, now, there could be another possibility that Coca-Cola is buying these leaves from the cartels and all that shit. That's another possibility.
I don't know, man.
But my logic is, with a corporation that big, you grow your own shit.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can't just grow a cocoa leaf plant. You gotta grow the whole fucking plant. By the way, I heard this. There's this company that makes these little edibles called Chibo Chews. And you've heard about them. And they make these 175 or 200
decadoses.
Fucking shit! He's like, I took one of those and I could see the future.
Damn.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, he's like, when you take one of those, don't expect to do anything. For a couple hours at least. I got Oscar into listening to podcasts now.
This is weird, man. Nobody knows what they're doing with the cocaine. I'm like reading about this shit, and like nobody knows, like, what the fuck are you doing with all this cocaine? Because like, you're not supposed to be putting it in your drinks, but you have this grant to be getting
I know,
it, and
Oscar.
You're getting it.
I know,
you
Oscar.
You're getting it.
Oscar's probably dealt with a fine Coca-Cola product once or twice.
Man. Is that like, are they going to come out with Coca-Cola White soon?
They already have.
They need to come out with Coca-Cola White.
What?
Maybe that's what it was.
Was it called?
Pepsi Clear.
Yeah.
That was delicious.
Was it? I never
Crystal
had
Pepsi.
It.
Crystal Pepsi. Pepsi Crystal. Or Pepsi Clear. I can't remember.
I want to say it was Pepsi Clear.
They might have had both. They might have had one in the 90s and one like.
You know
what
the grossest Coke that has came out and that was like huge for a while? Vanilla Cherry?
Oh, I hated that shit.
That shit was so gross.
Oh, man.
You put rum in it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't need liquor to make things better. I want
one of my boys
drink.
Used to drink that shit liquor all the time at his house. I wouldn't be able to drink anything at his house anymore. What? I'd go over to freaking Raimondo's house and I'd be like, "Yeah, you got anything to drink?" He'd be like, "Yo, I got some Coke."
All right, have you ever been to somebody's house and like they have all the obscure Cokes? Oh. But they don't have anything normal. Like, they have caffeine-free Diet Coke. They have, like, lemon Pepsi. And you're like, what the fuck am I?
How about they live, how about they live in Florida, but they don't even have name brands that you see around here? How about that?
They have, like, Wawa. Hey, I loved RC Cola from, like, the mid-90s, bro. That shit...
Oh, that shit was delicious.
Make you wired. The RC Cola now is dog shit, but like back in the day,
that shit was good. It tasted like tin can and flavor.
The one to get wired was Surge, bro.
Oh yeah, Surge. Yeah. I feel bad for Surge because they suffered from bad PR. Somebody like released it that Yellow 7 stuff actually hurt, but it wound up that it didn't. That's why they were able to come back.
Testosterone drop, man.
Yeah, that's what they said. But then they did the test. They did the test, and it was. False. It's fucking 100% false. That's why they were trying to come back a couple years ago.
I don't care. I still don't
drink
that.
And people were still like,
Still don't drink that shit. I was like, and this is the weirdest part about it. I love lemon sodas. I love lime sodas and stuff. That stuff, I just can't get over the taste of it.
That reminded me of like household cleaning product.
Yeah. It was like, it wasn't good to me. It tasted like sugar and like some like.
Tasted like steroids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they just sold the thing to Mountain Dew.
Like I tried to get a Sun Drop a couple of months ago, but somebody stole it.
Sun Drop.
Sun Drop. You know the commercials where the girl's walking around, she's like super average looking, she's like kind of like manly looking almost, but she's got the headband and like the Daisy Dukes with the yellow shirt on, and she's like shaking her ass really hard and stuff.
I would remember that.
And usually they had the guy from MXC, he comes out and he's like, "Totally delicious!" or some weird shit. He like pops out and says something.
By the way, I feel like I should point out to people that have never been to South Florida, there's a cola we have down here that is, you're not going to find it in Alabama, put it that way.
Matedva?
That and?
Iron beer?
No, the other stuff.
Jupinia?
Jupinia, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That shit, bro.
Shit, or a guarapo machine.
Bro. Yeah.
We are not calling Spanish people penises or some shit. What do we say, Jupinga?
No, Jupinda. Jupinia. When I go to...
Jupinga.
Like, if you go out of the state, people are like, what the fuck is that? Like, oh, that's right, you don't have that here. I'm so sorry. Like, then again, they don't have to deal with the Latin cafes that, like, charge you by the can. Every time you buy some shit.
Yo, ain't that some shit, dude? Imagine, yo, man, when you go down to the Bahamas and, like, Jamaica and shit like
they
that,
charge
that's how
you
they
buy
do it,
the
bro.
Fucking
they cans, bro. They don't care. They just have a case of cans. They're like, here's your next can of soda.
That enjoy. Might be
you
cold.
Want ice? Do you want ice?
That's more.
Because you might need it.
That's more.
All right, well, 25 cents. What? What price? It's hot out. Yeah, I know it's hot out. That's why I need ice.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought there was a fight, dude. You got my adrenaline up. Bye. Man.
I've been watching it. There's a thing I have on my Facebook. It's called, like, The Fight Club. And every day I just get new fights uploaded to my phone. And it's fantastic. Because it's always some dumb... It's usually a bully getting knocked the fuck out, dude.
Oh, man. Speaking of bullies getting knocked the fuck out. Not to, like, step on your toes or anything. But I heard, okay, on TMZ they're interviewing. Bullies. And they're interviewing Superman. What's his name?
Oh, I needed to bring that up, by the way. I needed to bring that up. It's because you didn't clarify what happened, I wasn't excited.
Huh? What do you mean?
Okay.
Yeah, all right, listen, let me bring this shit back for those that don't pay attention hold on. Us in our personal lives.
Let me clarify because, this.
No,
before, we said this on the podcast last week.
No, before you even explain, like, a couple of weeks ago, let me just explain the
it
whole situation.
It was last week, wasn't it?
I don't even know if I talked about it.
It was last week.
Talk about it?
Yeah, it was last week, because you said, and I was like, that sounds like such a bad idea, because you made it seem like, hey, buddy,
that was a
how's
bin.
It going?
No,
let's fight
that
crime.
That was a bin. No, wait. No. I'm talking about the Facebook thing and everything.
Oh, no,
like
I'm talking about something different.
All right.
Remember the Superman Batman movie you were talking about? You were
really excited? Yeah, I wasn't even talking about that. I'm talking about something completely different. Oh, my God. World's different.
When the way that you made it sound like it was going to be like Superman, Batman, friends forever, psh, let's go fight crime, you know? Like, I didn't know it was going to be based off of the saying, Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I don't need...
Like,
don't
in the fucking, in the, press conference they had, lights go out, this actor comes up, and he's like, remember this night, Clark. You know, remember, I am the one who has always beaten you. And fucking, it was just one of my favorite lines from any comic book that's ever been. If I would have known it was like that, I wouldn't have cracked on you for wanting to see that movie.
Well, listen.
Well, that dude, Dark Knight Returns, that's Frank Miller's shit, ain't it?
Yeah.
He got all kinds of shit for that. But, yeah. Like,
But he's like, the one who created the real Batman.
Yeah, but
dude,
those two, they wouldn't get along.
He's like, really no, just,
they wouldn't at first.
Superman's
he's
a total,
mainly
like,
an artist, guys. Frank Miller, he's mainly
yeah,
an artist.
Yeah, but he did
really
the story.
Write.
He did the story.
I know.
For
that was,
Night
one of the few. But he, I mean, he,
yeah,
he mainly
but that's all I needed.
Does some ideas and
yeah.
stuff, but he isn't
but
like
I mean,
the main one.
Yeah, those two cats really wouldn't get along. Superman's like a total like idealist.
Yes, and Batman's just like, I'm gonna punch this fucker in the face.
Yeah, dude. Nah, these guys wouldn't get along.
The only thing that's kind of weird to me with this movie. The only thing that's going to be kind of weird with this movie is, like, they're taking this, but in The Dark Knight Returns, I hate to sound fanboyish, but in The Dark Knight Returns, he was an old man, and he came back to be Batman. Like, the world, he figured the world didn't need him, he was all beaten up, and he came back, and that's when he fought Superman. Superman was in his, like, 60s, Batman was already in his 60s. In the movie.
Oh, they're doing them as an older cast?
No, no, this one, they're actually doing them when they're younger. That's the only thing that's kind of weird for me, is like they're doing them when they're younger. There's no reason they should fight like this.
Or,
like,
yeah.
But like the one line that will always stick out in my head is he's like, remember this day, Clark. Remember every time you close your eyes, I want you to remember my hand around your throat. And I want you to remember the one man who beat you.
Well, he didn't kill him, so he didn't really like
Well, no, he chose not to kill him. Fucking, he had Green Arrow shoot him in the fucking heart with a kryptonite arrow.
Oh, that's not fair then.
And that, well, it's Batman. He doesn't play fair. He figures out how to beat you, and then he fucking beats you. And then he faked a heart attack.
All right, I remember something about that.
And then
yeah,
when he was in
the
when they buried
attack,
him and
yeah,
everything like that, yeah, like Superman's walking away, and he sees the heartbeat again. He's like, what? He turns around, and the girl who's Robin's like, like, you heard that. Fuck. Yeah. Fucking, dude, not too many things I get excited about over, like, I do Batman. Like, a well-done Batman. Like, I hated Batman Returns to Batman and Robin.
Were those the bad ones?
Yeah. Yeah, I, like, I used to love Batman Returns.
Forever.
I used to love Returns.
Forever was terrible.
I used to love Returns, but then when you
watched
it, Forever
was awful.
Walk-In was one of the redeeming factors for that movie. But Forever, it was like, I hate Schumacher.
Oh, terrible. Come on.
Yeah, I hate, and Val Kilmer.
Yeah, come
Batman?
On, dude, no,
no, that doesn't
more.
George
wrong.
Clooney?
No.
No, get the fuck out. Nice to see you. Get the fuck out of here. Like,
nice to see you. That's
the word. It's going to be a chilly night in Gotham tonight. I was like, oh.
Freeze.
Yeah, no.
Did you notice right after that he stopped acting?
Yeah, it's probably when he started banging out his maid. It's a really ugly maid.
Hollowed her out. Did you see it? But there's a picture. They're making another Rocky.
Yeah, it's going to be Rocky's son.
But it's not Rocky. No, not
or
Rocky's
grandson,
son. No, Apollo Creed's grandson. The movie's called Creed. And nobody and his family's trying to convince him not to be a boxer. And he's like, they're telling him, nobody's going to train you. We're going to tell him not to train you. And Rocky's like, fuck it, I'll train you.
Yeah, word. That could be cool.
That sounds like a good movie, dude. That like, could
be cool. I mean, the last one was funny as fuck.
I love the last
like
one,
they,
Rocky Balboa.
They totally didn't, like, take it seriously
no,
at all.
No,
like,
that shit was funny.
Like, it was great.
That
it was a good one, you know? I thought it was a little weird that
there was
he was in better shape than the guy he was fighting.
Yeah, dude, what's up with that?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
there was one line that he said in that movie that I'll never forget. Like they were like, Rocky, you can't fight anymore. He's like, that's how you can fight. That's how you can fight.
Oh,
and you're
God.
Like, oh.
Yeah, dude, but somebody was telling me that they changed the way they would film like pro fights
because of that.
Because of the way those first
dude,
movies
he
were
made
shot.
It so,
like,
he made it so cheap too, because like especially the last one, Rocky Balboa, they had like a pay per view boxing match going on that night. They didn't even know that they were getting ready to film this as like the pre card. To it, so they filled it up. They had the people that were just there to pay, and then fucking Rocky Balboa and this young black dude comes out, and you're like, "What the fuck is this?"
Awesome. That's awesome.
Stallone's starting to believe his own shit.
No, that was a pro fighter.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even know that.
He's a pro fighter. Yeah.
I want to watch that movie, man. I saw that movie in the theater.
That's
like
a good movie.
And that movie made me feel good when he was walking away, and he was just like, "Yes."
Yeah, I love those movies growing up, man. Like they were ridiculous.
I even watched. That's why I watched the last Rambo. Like I fucking love that movie, dude. It was just,
Rambo was like too over the wall.
That's
for me,
the
man.
Reason I loved it. Like he gets on that like 50 cal and points it down to the dude that's in the driver's seat.
People died twice in that movie. Like he would shoot somebody through. through the eye and though it fall on a stick of dynamite and then explode. That's right, they did. It was like, holy shit. Not only did you kill them, he's gone forever now.
The,
like,
the guy who played the bad guy in that movie, he actually lived through all that type of stuff. Like,
oh, yeah?
he was a refugee kid in Burma. And he gave him all the ideas because they used to make the families walk across rice paddies that had mines randomly thrown out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that just makes me think that not mercenaries, but what are those?
Those are the gorillas. What are those
people called? No. Not mercenaries. The people that go to church and try to give out Bibles and shit. People are fucking crazy,
missionary?
Man. Missionaries. Yeah, man.
Oscar never forgets missionary. Dude.
They're crazy. Because that Rambo movie was like, no, we got to get the Bibles to the kids. Like,
you can go fuck yourself.
Did you not see this shit? Because, like, we're about to go in there. And we just saw some shit. Like, we saw some scary
you
shit.
You know what the funny thing about that movie? Is Rocky, like, or Rambo kills everybody in a horrific way besides the main dude. Doesn't he pull his throat out?
Yeah, something weird. Well, all he does is pull his
throat. But, like, compared to what you'd seen for the past hour and a half, you're just like, holy fuck.
He kept putting it back in temporarily just to give him a little more life, just to fuck with him.
What's that shitty movie, MacGruber? You always wrote the biggest one.
MacGruber is funny. I love that movie. Oh, that shit was great. That shit was funny.
You saw MacGruber in the theater?
Oh, yeah, dude. That shit was funny as hell. I love that movie. Oh, that shit was very entertaining to me.
Well, we got to get to Jamie's party, man.
Well, Jamie's party starts a little bit later. Are you doing anything beforehand?
I'm probably going to get some lunch because I, like, whatever Jamie's cooking.
What are we eating today? Anything?
We'll figure it out after we're done here.
See, nobody knows what the hell I was actually going to talk about. I was going to bring up something totally different when you went off into your Superman thing. Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that, man. We'll save it for next week. I'll write it down.
Maybe. All right. Yeah. I don't know. It's been 2 weeks in a row. I was about to talk about something.
Really?
I got sidelined.
There was two of those. Like, last week, there was Jamie was like, so, yeah, man, last week I was talking to my sister and she said I could totally have sex. What'd you say? Like, no. Like, we went, there was like a really interesting topic.
All right,
we
just made me feel really weird about my family all of a sudden.
She got a little brown. We're gonna get the fuck out of here.
We're talking about toddlers and tiaras with Oscar. Whoa, we're just talking about, like, kids. Hormones and stuff.
Oscar, can you come by?
That's like right before 16 and pregnant.
Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff.
Teen mom. That's literally like wife swap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think there's a crazy one on the other week.
Next week, are you gonna be here, Oscar?
I've totally committed.
Hey, if anybody out there has Xbox Live, hit me up on Xbox Live, Indo Lindo. I want to play some Minecraft with somebody.
Hit me up on PS3 Network, Husky Gorilla.
Yeah, and if anybody else is on the PS3 Network, hit me up on PS3 Network. My name is Indo Lindo. I-N-D-O-L-I-N-D-O. It's the same damn
Twitter thing. Twitter is Prodigal Brock 84.
Yeah, spell my name.
And, of course, TFP at TFP Pod. And TFP Cast on Facebook.
Tell your friends!
Bye, bitches.
Later. Fuck.
it out. I just shut up and hear you. Fuck! Yours and you fuck with mine.
That's too much. That's too much.
If I had my way, I would kiss you goodbye. And spit in your face as you walk out the door. I'd say sweet thoughtful. If I had my way, I would kiss you goodbye.
Fuck off.
Hey, you still got time, dude.
Oscar can say it.
I just did.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you need to say it like you mean it.
Yeah. You can say fuck off.
Oh, hey, geez. You want to do like a 1, 2, 3 thing?
1, 2, 3.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Where'd you go?
Wow. That was totally unorganized.
I was like, 1, 2, 3 thing. What are we doing?
It's a Ramones song. Taught my kids to...